This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Supreme Court says Maryland can go ahead with its first execution in 5 years. Stephen Okun was sentenced to death for the rape and murder of a woman 17 years ago. He murdered two other young women as well. But his lawyers argue that execution by lethal injection would constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Lethal injection is the most common form of execution, but courts often hear challenges to it. We have a report from Day to Day's Mike Pesca. It contains graphic descriptions and may disturb you. I'll be back with Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. First, Mike Pesca.
Lethal injection in the U.S. follows a three-drug protocol. The first drug is a barbiturate, an anesthetic that is also fatal in the dose given for an execution. Pancurium bromide, the second drug, paralyzes the body, though it doesn't lessen pain. The third drug, potassium chloride, kills a person quickly, though very painfully if not given with an anesthetic. As for the paralytic agent, pancurium bromide, that is the part of the protocol that a Tennessee judge earlier this year said has, quote, no legitimate purpose. Anesthesiologist Mark Heath says pancurium bromide is used for aesthetic rather than anesthetic purposes. Heath read his pre-written responses to questions after they were emailed to him at the insistence of Okun's lawyers.
There's a long-standing tradition of covering prisoners' heads with hoods or veils during executions. It's been done with the firing squad, with hangings, with the gas chamber, and with electrocutions. Instead of a leather hood, pancuronium produces a chemical hood or veil, and thus witnesses don't have to confront anything that looks disturbing or distasteful.
Heath, who is offering his opinion as an expert in the Okun case, points out that the American Veterinary Medical Association is against the use of pancurium bromide when putting animals to sleep, yet it's still used in humans. Janet Stringer, an associate professor of pharmacology and neuroscience at Baylor College of Medicine, says that the massive dose of barbiturate, which is the first chemical administered in a lethal injection, should be enough to kill a person by itself, just like it could kill an animal. But as she recalls, when she put her dog to sleep, it can take a long time.
It took our dog about 10 minutes to die with a very massive overdose of this stuff, and they were beginning to panic, and we're like, my husband and I are both medically trained, we're like, that's okay, we understand, it's going to take time. But when you're waiting for something like that, people do get antsy when it doesn't happen right away. So I think that's why they devised this three-drug protocol to hasten the process.
But Stringer says that potassium, which works quickly, has a side effect.
They give the potassium to speed things up. But if you give potassium without giving the paralytic agent, you get a lot of twitching, which for the people watching is very unpleasant. And it looks like the person's actually could be construed as the person trying to move.
Earlier this year, a California judge cited an estimate by the state's medical expert that there was less than 1 in a million chance that the original anesthetic wouldn't work if administered properly. But Mark Heath says the original dose might not be properly administered, especially because medical ethics demand that doctors do not administer it. No one has lived to talk about the effects of a botched lethal injection, but one woman, Carol Weir, has campaigned against the use of the paralysis drug in executions because she was paralyzed but aware during an eye surgery.
I completely awoke during the surgery and was paralyzed and unable to communicate in any way. I was as aware as I am right now of everything that was going on. I can tell you every word that was said. Who was standing where, what kind of music was being played, who was touching my body, what I was feeling.
Weir's pain and suffering earned her an out-of-court settlement, which she used to start an organization to publicize the problem of patients being aware but paralyzed during surgery. She has mixed feelings about the death penalty itself, having a friend who was murdered, but thinks that no one, even a murderer, should have to go through the suffering she experienced. The state of Maryland and now the U.S. Supreme Court have expressed confidence that Stephen Okun will not suffer when he dies. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.